From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Iran is shrugging off a fourth round of international sanctions over its nuclear ambitions. The resolution by the U.S. and its allies includes restrictions on investment, financial, and arms agreements with Iran. President Obama says he hopes that one day the sanctions won't be needed.
I would like nothing more than to reach the day when the Iranian government fulfills its international obligations. A day when these sanctions are lifted, previous sanctions are lifted, and the Iranian people can finally fulfill the greatness of the Iranian nation.
Turkey and Brazil voted against the U.S.-backed proposal. They're offering Iran a nuclear swap deal, similar to a U.S.-backed plan that Tehran rejected last year. The Obama administration says it will take a larger role in overseeing the BP claims process. The company has said it will pay all legitimate claims of financial losses caused by the oil spill in the Gulf. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, there have been a lot of complaints.
Spend any time talking to people as they leave one of the 30 or so offices BP has set up to accept claims, and you'll hear from a lot of unhappy customers. People talk about delays, promised checks that don't show up, and payments that don't begin to cover their losses. At a meeting with BP claims officials, National Incident Commander Admiral Thad Allen says there's an urgent need for more transparency, including how the process works and how long it takes for claims to go through, both for individuals and businesses. A spokesman from BP says the company is working hard to make it as fair and as transparent as possible. He added, it's an immediate priority to get it right. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Exit polls in Dutch elections have predicted a very close result between three very different parties. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Amsterdam.
If the exit poll proves correct, the results will show just how divided a country the Netherlands is. The main party of the left made big gains. It wants to preserve government social programs and make it easier for immigrants to integrate. The main party of the right also made large gains, according to the exit poll. It wants Muslim immigration stopped. The decider and possible prime minister will likely be the leader of the centrist VVD party, Mark Rutte, and whether he chooses to form a coalition with the right or the left. Mr. Rutte himself has proved popular with voters because of his perceived economic expertise, as the Netherlands, like so much of Europe, faces the need for massive budget cuts. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Amsterdam.
Asian stocks are trading higher on better-than-expected news on Chinese imports. U.S. stocks lost ground, led by energy shares. Traders dumped their shares of BP stock down to its lowest level in 14 years. This is NPR News. An Arizona judge has dropped all charges against polygamist leader Warren Jeffs, who has been jailed and awaiting trial in Arizona for over 3 years.
The judge dismissed multiple charges of sexual misconduct with a minor after the two alleged victims in the case no longer wanted to continue with the prosecution. The prosecutor in the case also noted that Jeffs has already served more time in Arizona than he would have had he been convicted of the charges. Warren Jeffs is not going free, however. The former head of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is not affiliated with the Mormon Church, will be returned to Utah, where he was convicted 3 years ago of being an accomplice to rape. Those convictions related to his role in the marriage of an underage follower to an older man. Texas has also started extradition proceedings against Warren Jeffs. He faces charges in that state of sexual assault on a child and bigamy. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
AT&T is acknowledging a security weak spot that exposed the email addresses of apparently more than 100,000 users of Apple iPad. The breach could make those people vulnerable to precision-targeted hacking attacks. The vulnerability, which AT&T says has been fixed, only affected iPad users who signed up for AT&T's 3G wireless internet service. A showdown between two championship-starved professional hockey teams is over. The Chicago Blackhawks beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3 in overtime to win their first Stanley Cup championship since 1961. The Flyers have not won a title since 1975. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.